If ever there was a day to start wearing a kilt, that would be today. Not only is it National Tartan Day, April 6th, 2017 will go in the books as the first ever kilt convention celebration. The Kilt Con was dreamed up by Life in a Kilt podcast co-hosts Rick Baldwin and Sherry Brown. I spoke with them earlier this week ahead of tonight's festivities. Rick, it was 5 years ago that you decided to celebrate your 50th birthday by wearing a kilt every day of the year. What gave you that idea?
I have no idea. I have never had a kilt on. I'd never even touched a kilt. I think I had seen the movie Braveheart sometime not too much preceding that. And I knew my family was Scottish. I knew it had Scots-Irish ancestry. And I always just said, I want a kilt someday. And so when I turned 50, I said, I'm going to buy a kilt. And then I thought, well, what if I bought one and just wore it every day on my 50th birthday year? And it turned into sort of a dare. And so I did it.
Did you always have an interest in Celtic cultures? You mentioned your Scots-Irish background.
I grew up in East Tennessee, which is pretty heavy Scots-Irish influence. But I always wanted to be something romantic. I want to be Native American. I want to be Italian, anything other than what I am. but I didn't know what I was, really. And it wasn't until I started looking into what my background was that I realized, and I think movies like Braveheart and stuff kind of helped romanticize it, but also kind of gave me some information. And so I started realizing that who I was and where I came from was actually pretty cool in itself. And I got into genealogy and I did a lot of study finding out what my family was. And it kind of helped with the pride, you know. And then I think kilts just added to that.
Oh, there's a lot to be proud of. So how did you feel wearing a kilt every day for your 50th year?
It was weird when I started. At the time, Sherry and I, we were in a romantic relationship. She kind of encouraged me to kind of do this, and she sort of watched the whole thing unfold. She was sort of in some ways daring me and cheering me on. But I remember the first time I put it on and actually went out in public, there was a little bit of embarrassment, but there was something about it that was just like, this, I belong in this. There's something that, and I've talked to other guys who wear a kilt, there was something that just made me feel like a man wearing this. I became empowered. I don't know if that makes sense, but it's just like putting it on, just like you felt like you're doing something you were supposed to do. I did as a man.
Wow, what a connection. Interesting that you mentioned the manly part, mm-hmm. because I never thought there was anything feminine about mm-hmm. kilts, mm-hmm. but they're pretty foreign to Americans.
And I don't know what it is. What is it that it's just it's a piece of cloth wrapped around you, but there's just something very primal about it. And it is something that, I mean, the feedback I get from both men and women, it's something that is very manly, but you still have there's a certain faction of people that, you know, will roll their eyes when they see it and maybe think it's a feminine thing. And then when you get them to put it on or you get them to talk to you, I think you could change their mind pretty quick because it's something very masculine.
Part of it, in my opinion, is the level of confidence that you have to wear it.
Definitely.
And for a man, it does exude a certain manliness, mm-hmm. a certain ruggedness, if you will, because you have to walk out there and say, this is me, this is who I am, and I'm proud of it. And, you know, people who are going to make fun or think you're wearing a dress or something, you have to just disregard them. And when you feel that way, you can see it on someone's face, and that kind of adds to that.
Well,
manliness.
Sherry, women traditionally do not wear kilts.
That's correct.
So how did you get involved?
Well, I was a little jealous of his confidence. So I decided to start wearing one of my own.
And we should, you know, she's not a very traditional person, which is good. But I think she, even if it was something that was unacceptable, I think she would have challenged that. So that's sort of what we do anyway, I think, in what we've put together is something to kind of help people to look at kilts and kilt wearing and that whole culture in a totally different way. We're a little bit more non-traditional, I think, in our approach.
So you two have organized the first ever kilt convention. Mm-hmm. which takes place this Thursday on National Tartan Day.
That's correct.
Okay, first, would you tell us what a tartan is?
A tartan. That is the material a lot of people call plaid. It's actually the pattern that the kilts are made of. And I don't know all the technical parts of it. I do know that the officially a tartan is something that the pattern repeats either both vertically and horizontally. And that's a very simplified version. But whereas a plaid is not necessarily like that. But most of the tartans that are in existence, at least from a Scottish standpoint, are associated with a clan or a family. And you're supposed to wear your particular clan tartan, although it's not required. You can wear anything that you want. But there are some non-clan tartans. There are Irish tartans, Scottish tartans, Chinese tartans. There are a lot of states in the United States have their own tartan. And I think Georgia has their own tartan and some cities as well.
But given the Scots-Irish ancestry in Georgia, that doesn't surprise me all that much. China is surprising.
Elvis Presley has three tartans. This is true. There are three.
Do
Elvis
they have
Presley
hound
tartans.
Dogs on them?
I don't know. They're one of them is a little tacky gold, but the rest of them are a little kind of look nice.
Why do we have a national tartan day? This is the day you will lead the Atlantic Kilt Convention.
Well, it was started in,
1320 was the day of the Declaration of Arbroath that was signed, and that's it was on April 6, 1320.
And that was the Scottish declaring independence, even though they're still doing that today.
trying hard to do that today.
But it really, Tartan Day is, I always call it St. Patrick's Day for the Scottish. but it really has never caught on like St. Patrick's Day. What we decided to do with our podcast, we discovered there was no Kilt Con, no one celebrating kilts. And we decided we got to fix that. So we decided to start Kilt Con. And Kilt Con is going to be a part of Tartan Day. It is a part of Tartan Day, but it's celebrating the kilt itself. So rather, whereas Tartan Day might be celebrating all of Scotland and the Scottish, we're really celebrating the kilt. So KiltCon was designed for kilt wearers and kilt lovers to get together, show off their kilt, celebrate their kilt in whatever ways that they feel comfortable. So it doesn't matter, male, female, whatever your country of origin, whatever the way you like to wear your kilt, and everybody likes to wear it different. So there's a measure, a little bit of tradition, but we're also very open to the non-traditional.
Rick Baldwin, Sherry Brown, thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.